Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, some issues in Midrand. Firstly, a stationary vehicle on the N1 North near the New Road exit. The traffic is very slow from the Buccleuch interchange. And then also in Midrand, but this is not as bad as it was, there was an earlier accident seen on the N1 South before the Buccleuch interchange. It has now been cleared. All lanes are open, but traffic is still moving slowly towards the scene.
Two members of the National Defence Force died in the Democratic Republic of Congo yesterday in a mortar attack on one of its bases in Sake in the eastern part of the country. This attack, the third of its sort in 2024, is drawing out criticism. Here's defence analyst and former DA MP Kobus Mare.
The resources and the support to our soldiers are simply not up to scratch. We know that M23 and the other rebels are using very much advanced technology and ammunition.
The former chief financial officer at Steinhoff, Andries Legrandsy, has meanwhile been granted bail today following his arrest this morning. Legrandsy stood in the dock alongside another accused in the matter, Stefanus Grobler, the former head of Treasury, who was arrested and released on bail in March earlier this year. And following widespread violent protests over the new tax bill in Kenya, President William Ruto has announced that he will not sign it into law.
On the continuing conversation around the content of the Finance Bill 2024 and listening keenly to the people of Kenya who have said loudly that they want nothing to do with this Finance Bill 2024, I concede.
At least 13 people have died in protests that turned violent the past week. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. Springbok winning captain Siya Kolisi will lead his side into battle in the much-anticipated two-test series against Ireland this month. That, according to Rassie Rasmus, when he named the team today, Kolisi rejoined the side on Sunday after the season with Racing 92 in France had ended. In more rugby news, Apewa Janti, well, he's signed a two-year contract with the Vodacom Bulls, which will see the speedster turning up for the side until June 2026. Now, the utility back is no stranger to international rugby either, having impressed back in 2018, a season that saw him playing for the Emirates Lions and also earning his caps for the Springboks, where he went on to score 6 tries in 13 test matches, and that was on his way to winning the 2018 World Rugby Breakthrough Player of the Year. In some football news, Gareth Southgate bemoaned the unusual environment around England after the Three Lions boss was pelted with cups while the players were booed off the field after another lackluster performance against Slovenia this time around at Euro 2024. Southgate's side, though, finished at the top of Group C despite a third underwhelming performance and was greeted with disdain by their fans in Cologne. And Argentina became the first side to book their spot in the quarterfinals of the 2022 Copa America as Lautaro Martinez's late strike delivered victory against Chile. With the game heading towards a frustrating draw at the Inter Milan, striker Martinez broke the deadlock in the 88th minute. There's some live cricket on the go at the moment. It's the ladies that are playing New Zealand up against England, and the New Zealanders, well, they didn't do well. They were bowled out for just 156 and not batting out their 50 overs, 33 overs to get there. Their top scorer there was Brooke Halliday. She made 51, and well, it was all about Charlie Dean doing the work, getting 4 wickets there for the English, and they need 157 to win that one. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.